KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
We have a partly sunny sky here in Atlantic and 25 degrees. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The news is brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments in Atlantic. Our weather forecast for today, we look for partly cloudy skies, a high around 35, winds northwest at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Now, there is a winter weather advisory that will be in effect for parts of western Iowa tomorrow, and that includes Harrison, Shelby, Pottawatomie, Mills, and Winona counties. The advisory is in effect from 3 a.m. Saturday until 6 p.m. Saturday. Freezing drizzle or freezing rain is most likely in those areas Saturday morning with a mixture of rain or snow in the afternoon. Total snow accumulations in the advisory area up to 2 inches is possible with locally higher amounts. Again, that's for Harrison, Shelby, Pottawatomie, Mills, Montgomery County from 3 a.m. tomorrow until 6 p.m. Also further off to the north, there is a winter storm watch that will be in effect from 9 a.m. Saturday through 6 a.m. Sunday for Sac, Calhoun, Crawford, and Carroll counties. In the news, the Atlantic Police Department reports 23-year-old Bryce Baker of Atlantic was arrested Wednesday on Cass County warrants for domestic abuse assault, second offense, and domestic abuse assault by impeding air or blood flow, causing bodily injury. And 36-year-old Charlene Killian of Atlantic was arrested on a Cass County warrant for violation of probation. Both of those subjects were booked into the Cass County Jail. Elsewhere in the news, Creston police Thursday night arrested 52-year-old Craig Allen Hauser of Creston. Hauser was arrested at around 10 p.m. in the 300 block of East Montgomery Street for public intoxication. He was being held in the Union County Jail this morning on a $300 cash or surety bond. The Adams County Sheriff's Office reports the arrest of a Corning man Wednesday after a warrant was issued for his arrest on Tuesday. Results from a lab test resulted in a possession of controlled substance charge for 27-year-old Anthony Darling of Corning. The charge stemmed from a traffic stop where marijuana was found in the vehicle. Again, the charges were filed and a warrant issued Tuesday, and Darling was arrested at around 9 a.m. on Wednesday. Pottawatomie County Sheriff's deputies and Council Bluffs police coordinated their efforts and arrested a man wanted a warrant for domestic abuse. Narong Sansavong of Council Bluffs was taken into custody Wednesday evening. The warrant was for a court-ordered committal as well. Deputies and Bluffs police staged their vehicles near the man's home and planned to take him into custody as he was entering his vehicle outside of his residence. Soon after he left in his car, Sansavong was pulled over and taken into custody. Inside his vehicle, authorities found in the glove box an unloaded .40-caliber Glock handgun and two magazines for the gun. One magazine held 10 rounds, the other had 12. The weapon and ammunition were seized into evidence. Fremont County Sheriff Kevin Astrup Wednesday afternoon said that deputies had received a call from the Otoe County Sheriff's Office in Nebraska and that there was an active vehicle pursuit that was crossing over into Fremont County. Deputies from Otoe County continued to pursue the vehicle driven by 36-year-old Brandon Scott Neumeister of Nebraska City. Neumeister was wanted by Nebraska authorities for a felony parole violation. He led deputies on a chase from Nebraska through Fremont County to include the state park. The pursuit continued into Hamburg city limits where 27-year-old Brittany Rose Alexander, also of Nebraska City, bailed out of the vehicle and fled on foot. Deputies continued to pursue Neumeister until he rolled his truck over after driving through a citizen's backyard while the citizen was outside. Neumeister then tried to flee on foot before a Fremont County canine apprehended him for not complying with commands. Neumeister was transported to the jail after refusing medical treatment at the scene and later transferred to the hospital once at the jail for injuries from the dog bite and the wreck of his vehicle. Brittany Alexander was apprehended a short time later by the Iowa State Patrol, not far from the area where she fled from the vehicle. Both parties were awaiting their initial appearance before a magistrate. They face multiple charges. Neumeister will also be held on his Nebraska parole warrant until the Iowa charges are concluded. The Audubon School Board met Wednesday evening at the high school, and during their session, they received the Audubon Education Association's initial bargaining proposal, which Superintendent Brett Gibbs said most people were probably wondering what the teachers were asking for as far as a salary increase is concerned.
And they're looking at a 3.58% increase in total package. So that would include any increase in insurance along with just aging of the schedule as well. Of course, some of that increase is going to be not because the state retirement system increased the cost to help that fund stay solvent, and so there'll be some additional cost right up front that will be caused by that move as well. So really, they're came in at 3.58, plus a couple of language changes having to do with accumulation of personal days and the use of sick leave days for immediate family.
A second public meeting will be held in a couple of weeks for the board's opening offer. The Audubon School Board also held a public hearing Wednesday with regard to the fiscal year 2019 school calendar.
We had some comments that had been sent in to me from teachers about certain days they'd like to see or not see on there and asking questions. But in the end, the board went with the calendar as proposed, and it's almost identical to the calendar that we're using this year, so a corresponding calendar for the most part. So we'll be ending first semester after Christmas, as we have done the last couple of years, and to kind of balance our semesters out. And if things go well, we should be done the 21st of May, pending snow days, of course. So almost an identical calendar, and that we'll be putting that out on our website to the public here yet this week, hopefully, but if not, next week for sure.
And the board on Wednesday approved the resignation of fifth grade teacher Lacey Degner.
Her husband and her have an excellent opportunity in the eastern part of the state, and so Lacey Degner will be leaving us after 5 years. And like I said, we'd see her go, but it's just a very good opportunity for her and her family over on the eastern side of the state. And so we wish her the best of luck over there.
The board also discussed but took no action on an early retirement policy for school administrators. The news was brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments at 601 Poplar in Atlantic. Call 243-5796. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.